Joe Biden's brother allegedly used VP's cancer initiative to further business interests. By Harris Alic on September 26, 2019. Joe Biden's younger brother, James, allegedly leveraged the former vice president's signature cancer initiative to further his own business interests. James Biden, who has a history of murky financial dealings, allegedly promised a Florida-based dental company, Integrate Oral Care, that the Biden Cancer Initiative would promote their business. The promise came in November 2018 as James Biden and his business partners were weighing an investment in the company, according to Politico. James Biden told the Integrate executives that he would get the Biden Cancer Initiative to promote an oral rinse made by the firm and used by cancer patients, the outlet noted. The revelation comes after Integrate filed a suit against James Biden and Platinum Global Partners in June, claiming they never followed through on a promise to invest $3 million into the company. The suit is similar to one filed in Tennessee against James Biden, in which the former vice president's brother is accused of defrauding a rural healthcare company. Unlike the Tennessee suit, however, the Integrate suit marks the first mention of the Biden Cancer Initiative, a nonprofit set up by the former vice president after leaving the White House. In June, the organization, which did not fund cancer research but rather convened major institutions to work on the issue, suspended its operations indefinitely after questions were raised about the influence its donors would have on Biden were he to be elected president in 2020. James Biden is not the only member of the former vice president's immediate family to draw scrutiny for his business dealings. Hunter Biden, the former vice president's youngest son, is at the center of controversy after President Donald Trump suggested the Ukrainian government look into his business dealings in the country. In particular, there are serious questions over how Hunter was able to secure a seat on the board of directors of Ukraine's largest independent oil and gas company, Versayem Holdings, in 2014. Hunter secured the position, which reportedly paid as much as $83,000 per month, despite no prior background in Ukraine or the energy industry. It was this tie and the subsequent pressure Joe Biden placed on the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor investigating the company for corruption in 2016, that Trump believed should be probed in Ukraine.